Fat Chance by Roy Trumbull, copyright 2009, Chapter 9, Los Angeles. Abe remembered stories his father had told him about Los Angeles and how large it had been, heavy with smog and freeway traffic. He found it hard to imagine. Now parts of some communities and neighborhoods had reverted to deserts. The loss of Colorado River water and the need to keep the crops irrigated in the Central Valley meant fewer businesses and dwellings could be supported. The water lotteries had determined who would stay and who would go. Nationally, the deteriorating environment impacted reproduction. Much of the United States had birth rates below replacement level. Subdivisions built on marginal land had empty houses abandoned long ago by families who'd moved to better locations. It had been a buyer's market for 20 years. Online deal-making and speculation had left empty storefronts where once there'd been real estate offices. In Las Vegas, when they culled the casinos because of water and power rationing, they'd done it differently. They convened the highest-stakes poker game ever held. Each chip was worth $10 million. The result was that the Strip had a third of the casinos it once had. In Los Angeles, the water in the tap was gray water. Good for many purposes, but people didn't think that drinking was one of them. The desalinization plants at San Pedro and Costa Mesa provided much of the potable water, but you had to haul it yourself or pay a service to deliver it. There was a limited supply of spring water, but it was more expensive. The installation of a separate potable water system wouldn't happen in Abe's lifetime. Global warming had greatly altered the snowpacks in the Sierras, leaving even the ability to water crops in doubt. Long droughts were followed by winters in which the rainfall overwhelmed the means of containment and storage. Dikes had to be blasted open so the water could flow into buffer fields. That brought much-needed time, but it was bad news for the farmers who'd leased the fields. Long-haul trucking had vanished when Abe was a teenager. The cost of fuel, plus the lack of funds to maintain the interstate highway system, had spelled its doom. Rails assumed a dominance they hadn't enjoyed since the late 19th century. There was even some talk of reviving barge traffic on major rivers. Abe thought he'd tasted meat when he was a boy, but he wasn't sure. It was cost prohibitive to raise and transport beef. That aside, the corporate cattle barons had bred for quantity rather than quality. Even devoted beef eaters said today's steak tasted like aged carpet padding. After the bird flu epidemic that had killed 60 million people, chickens and ducks were hard to come by. No one wanted to be downwind of a poultry farm. Pigs have always been a major disease vector. In China, where lamb is unknown, pork is dominant. More Chinese have been killed by pig-borne disease than by the bird flu. In place of beef, pork, and fowl were meat look-alikes made from lentils and wheat and soybeans. Portobello burgers were especially good. His conversion to vegetarianism had been out of necessity. Abe remembered the year without chickens. The poultry stock had no genetic diversity, and one year a superbug cleaned house. Now, chickens were from stocks that hadn't been bred commercially for decades. The one thing that hadn't changed was the need to investigate crime. Even with fewer people, the competition for resources continued, and murder and crimes of property went on as before. As good as Maya was providing information in seconds, much of what one needed to know was what made people tick. Maya was good at jogging his memory regarding the facts in a case, but he still spent much of the time staring at the wall, thinking of the whys and hows. There was a lot in common between crime and investing. Human behavior was similar in both cases. Just because there was a logical and reasonable course to take didn't mean that it would be taken. So much of what goes into a person's development, plus the emotions of the moment, leads to very nonlinear outcomes. After 15 or 20 years on the beat, cops come to expect anything. Over the same span, the stock market had gone from bubbles to busts to bubbles again. And every time a new bubble inflated, people still wanted to believe it's different this time. Marilyn hadn't told Abe about her visit to Bel Porcino Massage. Abe was better, and she didn't know if she'd had anything to do with it. Horace had given her a plausible explanation for the changes in Abe, but after her years in the DA's office, sitting in on depositions and interviews, she'd honed her intuition, and somehow what Horace had said just didn't feel right. One night she'd borrowed Abe's glasses and set Maya to work looking at corporate filings, fictitious name statements, business license applications, and property tax records. What she'd found wasn't easy to understand, but for a small massage business, there were a lot of connections to other enterprises. Horace was on a conference call to businesses in six states. He had no concern about the line being monitored. The language spoken was unknown. "We must proceed with caution concerning the amount of infusion a client receives." He related the incident with Abe. "Obviously, we want to be able to influence our clients. But if we go too far, the effects become apparent to those who know them. We must be prudent and not call attention to ourselves. Please keep in mind the fate of our first expedition. Sooner or later, we will be exposed for what we are. There is no way to prevent that. But when the time comes, we will need the support of those who wield power and influence. Tell your subordinates to be cautious. That's all I have for now." Professor Fendel sat in the office of a colleague who was digging through a file on his desk. "Yes, the bodies were exhumed. That was about 2 years ago. Samples were taken of tissue and bone marrow. The DNA test results were quite interesting. You've probably heard there isn't much difference between our genome and that of a mouse. It's even less between us and a chimp. But such differences as there are mark the broad origins of people. East Asian, African, European, and Native American are some of the classifications. The samples we sequenced from the corpses pointed to none of them. We have no idea who those people were." Professor Fendel stroked his beard and nodded his head. "On TV and in the movies, a detective works on just one case at a time. In reality, that never happens. Abe lost most of one day testifying in court. His 10 o'clock appearance became a 2 o'clock that was delayed even further by a recess. Then there were always meetings. Meetings with his peers were usually productive. Meetings run by a bureaucrat getting his ticket punched were a total waste of time. But good or bad, there were always meetings. The pieces of evidence carefully gathered and in need of assembly often became cold and confused by the routine interruptions that were part of his job.